The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
My theme today is Our Own Business. Today is a great day. Today, Grace and Truth launches a new series of broadcasts on this station. Today, I joy to set before you and yours the hope of new life, eternal life, abundant life through our Lord Jesus Christ. We point you to Jesus, our Savior, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Christ of God, who shall save his people from their sins. Now is God's accepted time to receive him. Today is the day of salvation. Ah, now I could almost hear it. I'm sure some of you are saying it. I know it because I've heard it before. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your own business. Live and let live. To each their own. That's the motto of the moment in our popular secular culture. And quietly, subtly, stubbornly, powerful hidden influences in society are at work to use that idea to muzzle the message I bring to you today. Some hearing me today will well recall the time when in our country the Bible was publicly read in schools, preached in the open air, widely taught by radio, easily discussed in common conversation. It is not so now. And the trend seems to want to shut us up and shut us out. It is hard to miss the antipathy of the educational establishment to distinctly religious schools. I vividly remember the autumn afternoon I watched two Gideon businessmen compelled to stay off the schoolyard of a downtown Toronto collegiate, made to distribute their New Testaments to students on the streets. That's the trend, no question. Some people of certain lifestyles are making a great noise these days about coming out of the closet. Seems like the high and mighty want the likes of us pushed back into that closet instead. Mind your own business is no license to stifle our charter freedoms to religious liberty, to peaceable assembly, to free speech, or to our inherited freedoms to preach the gospel of Christ. What if this attitude prevails? What shall occupy the hearts and minds of our fellow citizens? Govern the nurture of the next generation of children, shape our view of the hapless and helpless, challenge or inspire the young. Precious little. If we succumb to the opium indifference of mind your own business, we are likely to see this nation's soul starve and shrivel under a diet of sports, sex, wealth, glamour, fashion, and pseudo-psychology. Religion is for far too long been avoided like a disquieting threat, hid from sight as if it were too personal and private to be of any real use. Let me tell you this now. The Bible I have before me, the triune God who gave it and the Savior who it reveals, provide for me, for you, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the only truth by which we can safely live, work, build our families, fulfill our callings in life, and face death. That's the truth. You can stake everything you have on that. The glib indifference to God which calls us to mind our own business is a dangerous sham. For make no mistake, take God from the reckoning and we cease to be human. That's right. I meant just what I said. Face this. If at heart you really look on the Almighty as so much tittle-tattle to keep small kids in line, if you wave off the dazzling order and splendor of his creation as a cosmic fluke, if you actually regard yourself as a naked ape no more than a few dollars in change in minerals, vitamins, and water, then nothing can make you, your children, your neighbor, human. In that sense, we have inherited from the Bible through our culture. Now hear me out. That means you and yours have no meaning, no dignity, no worth than anything else, animal, vegetable, or mineral. The whole spectrum of human morals, from Hitler to Gandhi, is just a curious streak of gray. It will not finally matter whether the unborn are kept, or killed, or cooked, whether the elderly are put down with their pet cats. For to be without God is to be as the beasts that perish and to be without hope in the world. The Western world once lived like that. 2,000 years back, in the dying classical world of Greece and Rome, people really did mind their own business. Religion was little more than a means to get luck. A diseased rational order, gloried in splendid architecture, art, theater, literature, philosophy, all the while ignoring the squalor and misery of its poor. Abortion was legal. Divorce was commonplace. And so was infanticide and prostitution. Sport was violent. In fact, the games of the Colosseum and Olympiad were lethal blood sports. slavery, class lines, race lines, made sure everybody minded their own business. To be without God is to be without hope in the world. But if we're to live with God in the world, we desperately need to know Him as He really is, to live in harmony with His actual purpose for us, to serve Him according to His will. God didn't mind His own business. God has never left our race alone. Since the dawn of creation, He's been speaking to us. Since the fall of our first parents, He's been seeking for us. For centuries, He's unfolded His plans in the Old Testament scriptures to the prophets of His people Israel. And then at the turn of our era, He sent His eternal, only begotten Son into the world to save a people for God from every language, race, class, and tongue of the earth. Christ Jesus didn't mind His own business. He came into the world to save sinners. He died the just for the unjust to bring us back to God. He rose from the dead the third day, and He has given us by the apostles the New Testament scriptures to complete His redeeming work. This Savior Jesus is alive. He still sends His ransom-believing people everywhere with His message to spread His word, teach the scriptures, and lay His claims upon all mankind, no exceptions. 5 times in the New Testament, He issued to His preachers and churches a mandate to meddle with mankind. It's called the Great Commission. In John 20, Christ addressed the malady this commission addresses. As My Father hath sent Me, even so send I you. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Now there's the malady of mankind, sin. Sin against God, His law, His holiness, His love. Till we face the reality, the power, the curse of sin, nothing will be right. You have no greater need than the remission of your sins. In Luke 24, the Savior unfolded the message of our commission. He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning Me. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations. That's our message to you. Sin is our problem. Christ is the answer. Sin strips us of our right standing with God. Christ can clothe us with His own righteousness before God. Sin justly demands punishment. Christ's shed blood satisfies that just punishment. In Matthew 28, the Lord Jesus outlined to His disciples the method our commission takes. All power is given unto Me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach or disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Here's your way, the only way, to life eternal. Turn from your sin. Trust the Savior. Confess Him in baptism. Join His people. Live by His word. In Mark 16, Christ underscores the momentous issues this commission involves. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. At this moment, you stand before Christ at a crossroads. No rest, no return. You face either light or darkness, life or death, mercy or wrath, heaven or hell. In Acts 1, the Savior promised the might which effects this commission in men's hearts. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me unto the uttermost part of the earth. As I speak to you now, you're not merely listening to Me, nor is it merely Me you need to hear. The Spirit of God is using His word right now to soften or harden your heart, to save you or condemn you. Yes, Christ's business is My business, and you are His business. Whoever you are, wherever and whatever you are, Christ Jesus the Lord cares about you. He claims you. He is calling you now to turn to Him, trust Him, confess Him, and obey Him. Come to Jesus Christ. Come to Him now.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.